Ayamda Kercha, page Pei Dalet, Dveikus. One of the Chevra from Eretz Yisrael sent me a PDF that now this parak on Dveikus has been translated into English. So I can get it to you. But we need to learn it properly, but it's but from the entire Sefer, some people are translating parts of Ayamda Kercha. So this Maimer, this parak on Dveikus is now in English. I guess they're working piece by piece. So let's begin. Let's learn. Mahus ha-dveikus ha-malos. What is dveikus? What is dveikus? What's the mile of dveikus? V'hinei dveikus hishem kloli. Dveikus is a general term. Kol madreges ha-hargosha v'lukus. To all that is referring to all different madreges in a person's sense of feeling of elukus, of godliness in his life. The amatzav she'odam chai is Hashem is Baruch. It's a matzav that a person is living, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'mechubar elav, and connected to Him. And what does that mean? Aval be'emes yesh b'zeh madregas rabbas. There are many madregas. Madregas ha'dveikus ha'yisoidis hi ha'agosha shel noichach. The most basic madrega of Dveikus is that feeling of, like he brings in the note, of Ato, Baruch Ato Hashem. That feeling of Hashem's presence. That awareness, not just, as we'll see in a second, not just that he exists in the world, but that he's with you, that he's there. It's a feeling of Nochach, of being there, of being here. Da'ainu shemargish es Hashem is Baruch, imo. That awareness that Hashem is Baruch is with you. Again, with you doesn't mean in a general way that He's watching over you. That's of course true, but that's not dveikus that He's watching over you. That's emunah. But dveikus is shemargish Hashem is Baruch imo or margish chibur pnimi chazakito. To feel a strong connection. Achiba pnimi. Ad kidei rotzen liyaz echad imo. Well, the person has this rotzen to be one with Hashem. Kibchinis chibuk, embracing and holding. Of course we can't, but physically. Subi ad veikis. Hatchusha shel ha'odam shu yachad em Hashem Yisbarach. That's what veikis is. A feeling, a sense of being together with Hashem. V'margish b'mitziyusa, and he feels Hashem's mitziyus. V'chai yachad ito v'chibur v'kesher amayk, and he lives with Hashem in this deep connection, this relationship. Obviously, it's difficult to put into words. It's a tchush, it's a hergish, it's a chush. V'adam shezoich l'zeh, and a person who's zoich to this, Madrigoso Givoa Harbe. It's a different life. It's a different world. Madrigoso Givoa Harbe. Emisha Chayrak be Kabbalah's all. Compared to a person, also a very fine Jew, who lives be Kabbalah's all. Kabbalah's all means, Shu Adam Shemaki be Messias Hashem Isbach. Kabbalah's all is a person who recognizes and believes in Hashem's existence. The Yorim Yimenu, and he has Yiras Hashem. The Yorim Yimenu, he's fearful. He has Yiras Hashem. Makabel Oatz Molasses is Hashem Yitzaveu, and he accepts to do whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu commands. His Yiras Hashem. He keeps the mitzvahs. He stays away from Averis, but his Yiddishkeit is a Yiddishkeit of Kabbalah's all. It's a Yiddishkeit of responsibility, of accepting the yoke of Hashem. And then that's a choshev thing. But you can't compare Yiddishkeit of Kabbalah's all to a Yiddishkeit of Dveikus. That's all of the learning, the talking over these past years is about this chiluk. between the Yiddishkeit of Kabbalah's Ol and the Yiddishkeit of Dveikus. Ki av shegam bal Kabbalah's Ol makir b'Hashem Yisbarach, because even though this fine person who is mekabel ol malchus shamayim recognizes that there's a Rabbanu Shel Olam, he keeps halacha and he believes in Hashem and he believes that Hashem Baruch Hu is watching and cares. He doesn't feel that Hashem Baruch Hu is a chelek of his moment to moment life. He doesn't feel that Hashem is a part of that. His awareness or his feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somebody or something that's outside of him. Outside of him. So it's the traditional pointing to heaven or putting a hand on one's heart. That's more of the Sfaradish version of Ashkenazim pointing to heaven. And knowing that there's a God and believing that there's a God. But he's outside. He's above. He's beyond somewhere. Again, if you ask that person, where is Hashem? So he'll answer correctly, and he knows the theological, the correct and appropriate theological response is, Hashem is everywhere. He knows that. Thank you, whoever set up and got the water. He knows that. And he could know all the right answers and what it says in the Svarim. But it's not his life. It's not his life. Ubein of Kamoi Melech Alaam. For this person of Kabbalah Sol, Hashem is a king who rules over from his palace. He has malachim, police, and security, and he has ways of rewarding and punishing and so on. But all of this is a Yiddishkeit of b'chutz, outside. Shemichutz lebeis ha'adam b'chayim. And when a person has that kind of Yiddishkeit, obviously, it's a different davening. And also there could be a lot of inconsistencies in that person's life. So even though there is a Kabbalah soul, but it's with a lot of lapses. A lot or few, but there are lapses. Since Hashem is not a powerful, tangible, ever-present, real Metzius in his life with him, you can understand that for this person, with all of his mitzvahs and keeping halacha, it doesn't necessarily have much to do with stopping him from talking in shul or occasional lapses in kedusha, v'chulei v'chulei. From the time that we were kids, there are ways that children try to get away with things, even though they have a Kabbalah soul of their parents, but when their parents are not home, when they're away from home, and then it continues on in school, if the teacher's not in the class, or the principal's away, whatever, it continues on when the melech is not there. So whoever that king is in your life, it could be your parents, it could be your Rebbe, it could be your wife. Whenever that Mashgiach is not there, or whenever you very, very much want him or her not to be there, because of something that you have a tremendous time for, with the Jew of Kabbalah's Ol, there could be cracks, there could be lapses. Of the Madregas at Vegas, but we're talking about a Madrega at Vegas. Ha'odam Margish is Hashem's Baruch Hu Sechai. This person it's not a matter of wanting to hide. It's shivis Hashem nagdi samid every second. Hadam margis Hashem is baruch b'so chayiv. He feels a kadosh baruch hu every moment in his life. Ba'agoshas ve'rotzen halev. The hargosha, strong feeling, and a rotzen halev. A will and a desire of the heart. Rotzen halev. U'tayfes etzlo mokam b'chayiv. And Hashem takes up in this person's life a big place. He fills the person's life, his feelings, his thoughts. And certainly there are madregas when it comes to this as well. What is the mokum that Hashem takes up in this person's life? Kama mokum toifes a kesher Hashem isbarach. Ukum a kesher ben bnei mishpach. And the moshel, of course, of that in their lives is with family, particularly a husband and wife. Sheyesh a kesher chazak mod v'yishpachas. There are families where those connections are much deeper, and then there are others where they're weaker. And we see that in Tanakh and Chazal, there are different ways of referring to Hashem's relationship with a person's relationship with Hashem. And the strongest, of course, is Kim says Chasna Kala, that at least when they're Chasna Kala, we can understand the moshul of there being that sense of that tchusha and that hagosha and that rotzen of being together all the time and being on a person's thoughts and a person's feelings and that awareness of that presence that oftentimes in life that weakens, unfortunately, and sometimes it just disappears. And the person's life is filled with other things, with work, with shul and friends, and that connection to the wife is kabbalah song. Be a faithful husband. But there's a Kabbalah soul. Same thing with the children. These are relationships. And there are relationships of Tveikus, and there are relationships of Kabbalah soul. There are fathers who take care of their children, and they're good caretakers. And they're devoted caretakers. And then there are parents, there are fathers where there's a Tveikus with children. There's a tveikus with the child. And they live with that child. And the children live with those parents. It's a different madrega. The shleimus of madrega, as I see, and the shleimus of this madrega, she'odom kolkach margish as Hashem isbarach, that a person has such a strong feeling of Hashem Yisbarach, the kol kach mechuba elav, and is so connected to him, ad shekol habriya v'inyaneha lo tovesim etzlo chashivas. To such a degree, here we're talking about such a level of dveikus, because there are many madregas, but there's such a level of dveikus that kol habriya v'inyaneha, all other things in life, like Tavisim Eslo Chashivas. It doesn't mean he's not working. And it doesn't mean he doesn't appreciate. A vacation or going out into the world. But everything that he sees and everything that he experiences is an experience of Elokus. So his tiyul, his vacation is not getting away from God. His vacation is being free of the noise of regular life, so that he'll be able to enjoy some time away with Hashem Yisbarach. everything else in the world is not Teufis Chashivas. Doesn't mean that he's not part of the world. But the Chashivas of the world and everything that's in it to him is his relationship with Hashem. That's the Chashivas. That's really what we're talking about now is the Midah of Yisod, but we're learning Yishbuz Yasu Tzadik. We'll talk more about that in Mitzvah Sunday. But this is the Midah of his Kashrus. Nothing else is Teufis Chashivas. That again, he's with his children, he's with his wife, he's at work, but everything is Rakim Hashem Yisburach. Look at Kuf Yud Zayin. We call Yehudi Tzarech Lagia Adam Madrega Azayis. This is a mitzvah Sasemi Deraisa. Again, I spoke about at the very beginning, when we were starting the Maimon on Dvekas, that because this is more of a madrega, seen as a madrega, not as a chiyuv, that the average Orthodox Jew has opted to interpret dveikus according to that interpretation, that view, that there's a madrega of dveikus that is being connected to Talmid Chachamim and following in Hashem's ways, as opposed to an actual relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. But as we learned then, the simple pshat, in the words, Uvo Sidba of Dveikus, and Atam Advekim, Hashem Lakechim, Chayim Kulchem Hayayim, is referring to what we're talking about. Kol Yehudi Tzorech Lagia Adam Advega Hazos, Shiroisha Ye Osuk Vak Lachapis Kirvas Hashem Esbach. Hashem Esbach created us for this and gave us the Torah for this. That a person should reach a madrega in his life, where his entire life he is busy, rak lechapis is kirvas Hashem's book, seeking that dveikus, trying to find that connection, that dveikus. The taivas libotia tzama nafshi lelokim, and the taiva of his heart is what David Melech said, tzama nafshi lelokim. My soul thirsts for Hashem. Mosai ovo ve'ra'e p'nei Elokim. When will I be able to see p'nei Elokim? P'nei Elokim. Mosai ovo ve'ra'e p'nei Elokim. B'chol in yoni habriya. So when he goes on a trip, he's looking for that in everything. We're ach Hashem zvach mezgalim. Ach Hashem zvach mezgalim. Everything he's looking for this. Mosai ovo ve'er p'nei Elokim. Davening for him is not a responsibility. It's not an inyan of an achrayis. Davening, like Rabbi Yehuda Levi describes in Kuzri, davening is what he lives for. It's what he lives for. His whole chiyus is to be able to get away from what he's doing, what he has to do, and to be able to spend a few moments with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is whole chiyus. I mean, the marshal, you know, a very, very silly and embarrassing marshal, of course, is, you know, you have a young man, a guy, and his entire, their guys, the bachim like this, where his entire mitzvah is this nakuda of there being an akeva in his life, of there being a girl in his life. And when he's finished with one girl, or this girl throws him out. So, and even while he's still with the girl, he is. It's a constant state of dveikus. The Rambam uses it as a mashal. That's why it's not silly, even though I'm uncomfortable to bring that mashal, but the Rambam uses a mashal, which we'll see in a little while. The Rambam brings that as a mashal, where a person is chayla sahava. You see that the average teenager, again, I'm not talking about a Yerei Shammai, but okay, the average teenager everywhere in the world is living in that mitzvah of Mosai Ovo Veira. When will I have this? And that's all they talk about. And he's in that sugya, he's outside of that sugya. And if he's an outsider and he doesn't have a girl at that point in his life, then he's considered to be a Lo Yitzlach. He's lo yuslo. He's an unsuccessful young man. He's not successful. And if he's a 16 or 17 year old and he's got a girl, and you know he walks into the pizza shop with his girlfriend, then he's a maslir. And every moment that he doesn't have a girl, he's only living in an interim state of tzoma nafshi and mosai ova. Of tzoma nafshi. When will I have this? And mosai ova ve'eroi. When will I see her? When will we be able to be together? It's emotional in this world that you see that there can be such an obsession. And that's something which is that's not unusual at all. So if a person is wondering, how is it that the Torah could possibly expect? How could the person possibly expect a person to live in this way, to live with this Simon, this? And even if a person nowadays, it's not his Indian is not girls, so his Indian is something else. But everybody could understand. Any healthy person could understand a life of thirsting for a relationship, for a connection. Everybody could understand that. And there are madrigas. Beis. Well, Amala me at Vegas has ice. And higher even than this dveikus, the malam yadveikus hazoyis, yeshus madregus habitul. Now there's a whole maimer we're going to be learning after dveikus, the maimer on bitul. Shem dveikus amuka yoyisim v'tzim, even a deeper dveikus. One of the biggest tzaddikim ever, whose entire mitzias and all that he taught and all that he wrote. And all that he lived is dveikus. So is the middle of Babich Rebbe. Is the outside tonight, tomorrow? Tess Kislev is the middle of Rebbe. So we'll see what. His whole mitzvah is a mitzvah of dveikus. Michlal, the Baal Tanya, middle of Rebbe is bittel. Yeshus madregus a bittel. Shem dveikus amuka yoisim. Vinyonim hu. We talk about these things. This is what I'm talking about. Vinyanim hu hakara amuka behira beyichud Hashem's baruch. These are these Jews are darisha yichudcha, darisha yichudcha. Who are seeking, who are begging, who are longing every moment of their lives for that closeness. Darisha yichudcha. Hakara amuka behira beyichud Hashem's baruch. In the writings of Mittler Rebbe, in the Mittler Rebbe's chavrusa when they were younger, Rabbi Arulis Trishelia, the Baal Tanya's biggest Talmud, Rabbi Arulis Trishelia, every word is yichud and dveikus. Every word is yichud and dveikus. Mishra Pnimi is here already, this is a person who lives in the awareness that the Banshalam is true, is really all there is. Not looking for him everywhere. Not just looking for him in everything and everywhere. But finding him everywhere at every moment. Because the truth is that this isn't a tree, and this isn't a table. This isn't a cloud, and this isn't a bird. It's his galus of Elokus, everything. K'moshes bar b'mekayim b'maimer al bittul, which we'll learn. U'kechol shehagam zoyche yoysel bittul. And the more that a person is zoicha for this madrega of bittel, as ayu zoicha shahargosh by Hashem Yisbarach, then the more he is zoicha to feel that inyan of Hashem, that reality of Hashem, titpais etzlos kol hamachshava v'agosha, it takes up all of his thoughts and his feelings. Ad shafilo es atzmo hu eno magish, to the point that he doesn't even feel himself as a separate existence. L'mayla miza, and even higher than that, hi madregis ahashva, shalher eloki shara l'odom, is that awareness of Hashra's or Hashem, and was galab asoicha v'darko, where Hashem is revealed now through this person, and in this person, and through this person. V'nase merkava mamish, like the others. It becomes a merkava, a chariot, a vehicle, a way through whom Hashem expresses and reveals his presence in the world. And this madrega, in its high, on its highest level, is the madrega of nevuah. So we shouldn't be so casual when you say, what does the Navi say? It's not so easy to be a Navi. What does the Navi say? Or we just throw out the words, Shmuel a Navi, Yeshaya a Navi. You look at the Haftarah and you say, that's very nice, very poetic. Who we're talking about, these people that we're talking about. And these are the madrigas that we see, like from Rav Kook's writings, that he was longing to reach. And other tzaddikim were living for, to come to this madrigas, which only these are words. When we see these words, we're not mastering them at all. And what everybody thinks about when you see these words, how does he live like that? How do you live like that? And what kind of a father is he? What kind of a husband is he? Does he ever play tennis or softball? Like, what is that? Like, what kind of human being is this? A Navi. Madregis and Dvegis. Where the person can't see himself. Not only that Hashem, not only that it's not just that the Hashem is a king, but that Kosh Baruch Hu is Neuchach, is with him. But he can't differentiate anymore between himself and Kosh Baruch Hu. And we can only say the words. V'tzarech lishayif lalos v'madregos od v'od. And the mitzvah of a voice said back, which in that same pasuk it says, lahavas Hashem, livas Hashem, that the mitzvah of dvegas, the tachlis of life, is to ascend higher and higher. The madregas of dvegas. Shilibo yivar, that the heart is on fire, lidabik by Hashem's Baruch. Lo yanuach v'lo yishkot ad sheyizke. And he can't be at peace, like David HaMelech, like we see in Tehillim. Mosai of, he can't be at peace ad sheyizke, till he's able to come to this. Let's do Kuf Yud Ches and Kuf Yud Tes. Like Ramchal writes, also the whole Mitzvah of the Ramchal, Mitzvah of Yichud of Dvekus. Every word in the Ramchal is Yichud and Dvekus. K'meshikos Ramchal v'zeh l'shana, Shechina mislabeshes b'soy chach mehadaris. The Shechina is enclosed in the tzaddikim, the chach mehadaris. When you show Meir liYisrael, and when you're standing with the tzaddik, in the presence of the tzaddik, you feel. For most people, that's the closest you can get to that feeling. When you're with such a tzaddik, that to feel that aura of elokus that is somehow emanating, that's shining from the tzaddik. Kashchina novad. The Shechina is in them and surrounds them. So even those outside of the tzaddik, that's near the tzaddik, can feel something different. And Jews can enjoy that feeling of Hashem by being in the presence of a tzaddik. The tzaddik lives, like Ramchal says in Parag Zayim, says Sharm, Chayfetz Aleiv, Chukas on the Shama. That he lives in such a mitzvah. That's his whole chayfetz alev and chukas and hasham. Yosef Kadun has a, right? I bet you all thought that was the words of Rabbi Nachman. It's actually in Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Zayin. Chayfas Halevin, Chukas HaNesham. That's how the tzaddik lives. He lives in that mitzvahs. Kol Yehudi Roy Lazer. So it's not just that it's not just for tzaddikim. Amech Kulim Tzaddikim. Every Jew can achieve this. Every Jew is Roy Lazer. K'mo Shekosev, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, as Rabbi Chaim Vital writes in Shari Kedusha, and the whole Sefer Shari Kedusha, for Rabbi Chaim Vital, the whole Sefer is a manual telling us Darchei HaHasagas, Darchei HaHasagas, ways of achieving Dveikus. All of Shari Kedusha is about different techniques, methods, different practices that one can be involved in to bring to this state of Dveikus. So the whole Shari Kedusha is that Nekuda. And there are other Sfarim that are written. This Nekuda of Darchei HaHasagah, of ways to be Masi, breathing, and what different Limudim, different meditations, and so on. Darchei HaHasagah. Erachna b'makaris b'ninazev maimer amunis chacham. Kofiutez. Uksha'odam zoichel eshaychus emes im Hashem Yisborach. When a person is zoichel to have a true shaychus with Hashem, ozu reitza Hashem Yisborach yizgal gam l'chol ha'olam. You're not satisfied feeling that way yourself. You want to share that with your friends, with every Jew. You're meshugah to bring that truth and that reality to everybody. As he writes, Hashem Yisroch, he is gala gam l'chol ha'olam. Ad shemisha zoche l'shleimus ha'dveikus. To the point that a person who zoche to true dveikus, yochel l'skol shekol ritzayna yerak l'galus es malchus Hashem Yisroch. He's not just a couple of days ha'melech, you know, and a couple of places in davening HaMelech. Galei kvod malchuscha aleinu, mehera, v'hifa, v'yinosa. His whole mitzvah is to be megala malchus Hashem to the whole world, to everybody. Gimel. V'hinei hadveikus b'Hashem Yisborach milvad, shi mitzvah midaraisa. Aside from the fact that Dveikus is a mitzvah from the Torah, Kamesha Kosov, Uvo Sidbak, Uladovka Bo, Uvo Sidbokun, Higama Tachlis of Kol HaTorah HaMitzvahs. It's the Tachlis of all Torah Mitzvahs. Shinitnu Lanu. Kadesha Bekoicham, all of Torah Mitzvahs is a Hechatimtza to come to Dveikus. Kadesha Bekoicham, Nagila Dveikus Amitis Belukus. All Torah mitzvahs is a chetimtza to come to this. V'nasig v'nichye es Hashem Yisborach. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh didn't come to bring anything new. We've spoken about this thousands of times over the years. The Baal Shem Tov brought the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov into the world and chai el. And the whole inyan of the Baal Shem Tov is lichyais. It's that chai, it's that chiyas. Of Atam Advekim Hashem Lekeichem, Chayim Kulchem Hayoim. That it's not just a Yiddishkeit of Kabbalah's all. All of the language of Yiddishkeit until the Baal Shem Tov, with the exception of a few tzaddikim, and only with their tiny little circle of followers, all of the Diburim of Kabbalah's all. And the Baal Shem Tov came into the world, and his whole, the whole inyan of the Baal Shem Tov is v'chai b'hem, is chai, is this chiyus of atam advekim v'shem l'kem chayim kulchem l'kem. And that makes people very uncomfortable. That 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 chiyus that the Baal Shem Tov is calling for, and all the Talmidei Baal Shem, and their insistence that that is not just a madrega of tzaddikim, but some sort of a mahadrin, min a mahadrin, min a mahadrin, for, you know, a few great people in the world, but it's the tachlis of every Jew's existence. Men and women. It's the tachlis of being in this world and why we were created. That makes people uncomfortable. So they prefer to opt for Vegas means that I send a check every month to a Talmud Chacham, which is a nice, it's a wonderful thing too. But this what we're learning now, it makes people very, very uncomfortable. Akadekach, that they'll try to come up with all different interpretations to say that there can't be such a thing. There can't be. Can't be that Hashem would ask me for such a thing. The emes is, this is not the Baal Shem Tov's invention. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Chazal. This is the Nevi'im. It's the Vilna Gaon also. And it's the Ramchal. It's the Ramban. It's the Rambam. This is not an invention of the Baal Shem Tov. But the Baal Shem Tov was sent into the world when the world was falling asleep from that and fainting. And he revived to bring us back to this life of Dveikus Bashan, to at least think about it and talk about it and learn about it and want it and believe that it's an ideal and believe that it's the tachlis of our lives. It's the whole Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Nasig V'Nichyas Hashem Esbach. And that's what learning Torah is about. Look at Kuf Chav, it's a famous, he brings a famous Bach, but the Halacha is a Birchus HaTorah, Kama Shabir HaBach, V'Zel Shona Kavanasa Yisbar, Chaysa, Sheniya, the Bach, as you know, was not a chassid. He predated the Baal Shem Tov. Kavanosi is Baruch Haisa, Shania, Oiskim Batara, Kadesha Tisatsem Nishmasenu, Baatsmus, Ruchnius, Okadushas, Makar, Maitza Hatara. The Kavan of Hashem, giving us the Torah and telling us to learn Torah, is that through the study of Torah, our Nishamas become one. That our neshamas become completely one with the ruchnius and the kedusha of the one who gave the Torah, of the source of the Torah, of Hashem. Also, before the Baal Shem Tov. V'zeh l'sham. Roi l'cha achi. It is fitting for you, my brother Shetabin, to understand. Most of the inyan, when it comes to the practical mitzvahs that we do with our bodies, is hu lahayir ala mitzvahs asher tiyana bilavavus v'matzpunan v'nei sha'alein mishan ha'avayda v'hein sharish atar. Is only to awaken within us, within our hearts. Maspun means the consciousness. Then they shall lay in Mishan Havayda. Then Sharish HaTorah. This is the root of all of Yiddishkeit, the root of all of Torah. Back on top. Va'adam Shaymer. Anybody who says, Shibishvila Kai Misrasna Hashem. Anybody who tells you, who says, that in order to be Mekayim, the will of Hashem, in other words, that the objective of being a Jew and the tachlis of being a Jew, it's maspik lahasmir b'Torah b'chitzaynis, that it's enough to just sit and to learn without this Bach that we just saw, but to learn b'chitzaynis, l'kayim es ha-mitzvus b'chitzaynisa, and to observe mitzvahs just by way of Kabbalah's all in the chitzaynis, bleed life without a heart, without this longing for dveikus. Hu chai b'mitzvus anoshim milumada. He could hide behind any chazals that he likes, or any pick any rabbis or rabbanim in his life as role models, but the reality is that the Navi described this already as mitzvus anoshim milumada. His Yiddishkeit is chitzoni. It's a matter of rote and routine and following instructions and orders, which is also a madrega, but it's not the tachlis. It's far, far from the tachlis. Vodam kezeh, and such a person, hifsid es ha'ikr. He has forsaken, he has neglected the ikr. V'teroso u'mitzvayis avim keguf b'li nesham. And his learning and his mitzvahs is like a guf, like a body without a soul. V'rochok l'gamrei mikavanas habari Hashem isbar. Hashem yirachim. Rochok l'gamrei, he is very, very far from the kavanah, from Hashem's intention of why he created us and why he gave us the Torah. Hashem yirachim and Hashem shayrachim onesim. He called the vav as Darish Hashem. Hashem is seeking our hearts. And all of learning and all of mitzvahs is a hechet timtza to have this relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have with us. He called the vav as Darish Hashem. I feel him with Talmud Chacham. And even if it's a person who's very learned. V'asik b'chol minei inyonim nefloim b'tar mitzvahs. And he's involved in all kinds of fantastic things in learning and in mitzvahs. Mikol makom, nevertheless, im shachach es ha'ikr, if he forgot the ikr, es ha'shivisi ha'shem l'negdi samet, if he doesn't live this life of dveikus, at least the most elementary life of dveikus, v'enu mechapes luchyos ha'meshem esbar, and he's not seeking this life with Hashem, humachti es ha'matar kula, he has missed the objective of all of Yiddishkeit. He's living his entire life, and it's off, without the tachlis. Machti is a matar kul. Kirachmona libabai. Kirachmona libabai, Hashem is baruch, is derish. Rachmona libabai, he wants the heart. The mitzvah of the tachlis of all of Yiddishkeit is a vaisidba. It's lahab is Hashem, liyu is Hashem, a vaisidba. It's a tachlis of Yiddishkeit. And again, a person could understand very easily, we spoke about this many times, the mashal of a marriage as well. So it could be very, very good. A very good marriage that as far as the doing everything that that a husband and wife are supposed to take care of each other, and raising a family and take care of a home and parnasa and everything. But if they live those years in this world, fulfilling all the responsibilities, so they've missed the ikkah of that yichud of being married. It's a nice marriage, but it's not the tachlis of why they were married. The tachlis of marriage is v'ahoyu l'basar echad, says at the beginning of Torah. V'davak b'ishta, it's the first place where it says the word dveikus. The first place it says dveikus in Tanakh is b'ishta. V'davak b'ishta. I spoke about that a few years ago, that's the inyan of Shoivavim, and all the tikkunim of Shoivavim. What does it add beyond Rosh Hashanah Kippur, to do tshuva Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Because that tshuva Rosh Hashanah Kippur is to be a faithful and good husband, a good wife. To be avodim, bonim, and so on. But dveikus is already the inyan of Yisod, of Iskashas of Shoivavim. Shoivavim, that's why that's why you see that the Mukabalim or Megala, this Indian of Shaivavim, such a strong thing by the Tzaddikim. Because they lived in that life of Dveikus. And as the same way I explained back then, that everybody that learned a little bit knows that you could be Mekadesh your wife with a Shliach, and you could be living in New York, and your wife lives in Los Angeles, and you're married. You're 100% married. You send the Shliach. You send the shliach to Los Angeles, and the shliach is mekadosh your wife, and the kedushin is chal. It's kedushin. And you have a very nice, you FaceTime, and you call twice a day. That's the tachlis. That's the tachlis. That's the tachlis of being married. That's the tachlis. And would a person say that this is I married, this is why I married. I married for the purpose of FaceTiming. Remember, there are people that live together in the same house, and it's not even FaceTime. They don't face each other at all. So, a person who says that the tachlis of Yiddishkeit is to do the right things and Kabbalah Sol and Hakman Shkanchanik won't make me mishuga with these chassidish diburim or whatever, these svadish diburim or chassidish diburim. Don't make me crazy with this stuff. What are you talking about? We've told you it's not our Messiah, it's not our way. We weren't Makabal this. This is all a complete ziyuf of Yiddishkeit. It's a falsification, a misrepresentation of Yiddishkeit. It's not an Indian Tavka Chassidus. It's not an Indian of the Baal Shem Tov Kosis. Atamat Vekim Hashem Lokechem Chaim Kul Chamayim. It's the simple Pshat and Chumash. It's the Pshat and Chumash. It's not the Indian of the Baal Shem Tov. It's the Pshat and Chumash. And Pshat and Chazal. And not only is it a mitzvah, but it's the Tachlis of all of Yiddishkeit. So the same thing if you'll Al Darach Marshall, that if a child is growing up and sees that his parents have a loveless marriage, they do everything this way. She cooks, he goes to work. I'm using the traditional models, and they do everything that they take care of the kids and carpool and whatever. And he sits and learns with his son, and she learns with the kids, and they play and all of that. But the kids see that there's no love in this house. And the kid comes, he's already a little bit of a mechutzef, and he's 18 years old, and he says, you know, he says to his parents, you know, you're really good, I thank you for everything you're doing, but I have to tell you, I don't want to have a marriage like yours. And they'll be very insulted, and they'll say, what are you talking about? What's wrong with that marriage? So the kid will say, what's wrong with your marriage? It's a marriage of Kabbalah Sol, it's not a marriage of the Vegas. Ooh, where'd you hear about this, Tvekis? Were you watching too many movies? You saw. What's the name of Tvekis? You've been looking on your phone? What's the name of Tvekis? Mom, Dad, it's a tachlis of under the chuppah, is Tvekis. You're nice people, but you missed the boat. Sorry. I don't want to get married. I don't want to have a marriage like yours. That's not what I want in life. I want the marriage of Tvekis. I want the marriage of Yichud. That's what I want in my life. So that's very, listen, honey, you know, we hope that you have that, but you should know that that's something which is very, very, very rare, and you've been reading too many funny things. You're talking to the, whatever. Just find you a girlfriend and settle down a little bit. Kid says, no, this is not the tachlis. Your marriage is not the tachlis. Why, do you ever see us fighting? No. So what's wrong with our marriage? That's not the tachlis, not to fight. Who lives in such a life that there's a tachlis, not to have a fight? But I talk to many couples where they think that's the best day of their lives. But we didn't fight today. We didn't cause each other to cry today. It's a great day. For that you had to get married? For that you could have stayed single, gone bowling with your friends. It's a lot cheaper, you know, bowling than buying a house in the Five Towns and the rest of it. It's a lot cheaper. Most of the girls were expecting that. Most of the guys just find it challenging and confusing and annoying. And it continues on like that. But this is the tachlis. The tachlis was the vaysidba. It was the vekus. The davak b'ishta. V'hoylu b'asarach. It says in Chumash. The very beginning of Torah. And without that, Machti is a matar kula. Without that, doesn't mean your life is meaningless, God forbid. Chas v'chalil. And there's a tremendous thing in Kabbalah Sol. And there's no question that a person gets rewarded for that. But the tachlis of life was missed. Was not experienced. That tachlis was not experienced. Wasn't felt, wasn't experienced. Okay, that's a shanty thing. Let's go down.